Blog Talk Radio.
Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat.
or they're worshiping the devil in every single one of them. And this is their time of the year. They're getting ready to celebrate Odin, Zeus, the dead, celebrating death. That's what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
For the Christians. But we just thank the Father that this is the time that we definitely try to make sure we stay focused.
Yes.
Keep our minds stayed on Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But we're glad that each and every last one of you could be here. We somewhat shut the whole community down. Now, the Israelites, the faith, they mostly benefit from that. My house, you know, we get some downtime, but, you know, the work of the ministry still has to go. You know what I mean? Somebody got to still do everything. Behind the scenes, Lord, to keep it going. But I tell you what, you can tell that people are tired when they're waking up after 8 o'clock every day. We're accustomed to getting up, you know, before the sun gets up. You know what I mean? That's just country folks. You know what I mean? The feast days, they take a lot out of us. And again, I want to reiterate, I cannot say enough how much that I have literally, and the Israelites here straightway really do appreciate all the help and the coming together and making a saying come to fruition that many hands make light work come to pass. It was a blessing. It was a blessing. It is a blessing. You know, we went off into the dead season encouraged, lifted up, motivated, inspired. But also at the same end, the dead season came in with a bang. It couldn't even wait.
Yes,
it couldn't even wait to officially start before the enemy, who has sown this seed.
Yes, sir.
Had already done come out to, but hey, it's to be expected.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, we stay on the cutting edge of righteousness, always remembering to endeavor about the body of the Messiah, remembering to die daily.
Yes.
And in that, we're actually building our tree so that others can come and lodge in his branches.
Yes.
And then give the Messiah, give Yah all the glory. That is due to his name.
Yes.
Now, y'all know what else is coming up, too, right? Let me see. Where we at? 28, yeah, we got to do this right here. Y'all do know what else is happening, taking place, too, right?
Please,
you know what? Before I get in that, let me go ahead and do this announcement right here. Orlando, we got Orlando meeting. We had some brethren to come up. Been in conference communication with Elder Doug, but they wanted to come up and actually meet me because they've had a Book of Acts of experience. They had one of those experiences where you read Acts chapter 2, and you get on down to verse 40, and then all of a sudden, something hits you like a thunderbolt. Bam! So I had four humble brothers that's been in constant communication come up and inquire and ask if I could come to Orlando and actually speak to their small gathering down there, which consists of about, I think it's about 50 people. So we have Israelites that's already still working in that area, even though they live here in Tennessee. So I punted over to Michael Israel. And so in Michael Israel is going to be in Orlando. A Shabbat gathering, Orlando. Oh boy, man, he coming out of it. He coming. Mike Israel coming out of the ball of the air. He said deliverance, prayer, counseling, fellowship. Hey, just don't forget one thing, man. When you stand up, proclaim the King. But November the 12th, hosted by Straightway Nashville, address. Y'all may want to get a pen and sheet of paper, or maybe y'all can actually put it down inside the chat room right here. The address is 1931. That's 1931 Summer Drive. That's 1931 Summer Drive. November the 12th. Michael Israel and a host of Israelites are going to be in this area doing a meeting for not only for Shabbat, but for these four young men, and they're gathering. And it's going to be held in Davenport, Florida. Davenport, Florida. Zip code 33897. So that's Michael Israel in an Orlando gathering, November the 12th, at 1931 Summer Drive, S-U-M-M-E-R, Drive. My wife is there. She was here with my lady. See? That's fine, man. He's not... No. Come on, honey, listen. He's not planning on going to the meeting. He's going to be doing the meeting. He's going to be doing the meeting at my place. That's 1931 Summer Drive, Davenport, Florida, 33897, November the 12th. The doors are open at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, because Florida's on Eastern Standard Time. For prayer service, begins at 12 p.m. So I guess he's going to do something a little bit different. But anyway, doors open at 11 a.m., prayer service at 12 p.m., then he's going to go on from there. Now, if you plan on attending this meeting, like all the straightway meetings, this is not Christianity where you come as you are and stay as you are. If you're planning on attending this meeting, you need to call the number that is always behind me. It's the dining hall. We always have someone there during the hours of business. Y'all call that 9 to 5. That will be able to answer the phone, take a note, and be able to receive you. Area code 615-688-3025. Leave a message for Elder Becker. Elder Becker. Leave a message for him. Tell him you're interested in the Orlando meeting, and he will either say yay or nay if you can come. What? Well, I don't like that. Don't come. You can save yourself a lot of heartache. Hallelujah. Monkey Bastard. Appreciate the offer there, man. Ennis, the Hebrew. Man, I'm so glad that you cut that hair, man. You're another Israelite that is fruitful. You don't ever say nothing. He just cut. Yeah, and I told him, and these other guys came, and I told him, I said, brother, you can't work around here with us with that long hair like that. You are a risk. Your hair may get caught up in some of this machinery or something like that, but not only that, you got to think, man, you in this daytime and hour, that's not a tactical advantage. Shabbat Shalom. Bless you, my shepherd, and thank you for sharing my testimony on your platform. I am truly humbled and grateful. Yeah, I put a link down there, too, and I put it on Facebook, and also make sure I put your link there as well. People need to hear good testimonies because there's so many bad testimonies. Or they're going to say lying testimonies. You know what I mean? See, but at least you are an eyewitness testimony. That's what we need in this day and time. We don't need people going around and making up stuff. Lying. They ain't never been here. I heard. Well, you heard wrong. But a beautiful testimony, too, brother. So, man, y'all know what time it is now? I've been waiting. No, it is hunting season. That is. And I can't wait to get some of that succulent venison. Yep. We country boys. A country boy can survive. Don't watch you two turn around and say community guidelines because I was actually singing.
Copyright.
Yeah, copyright infringement. And the people who wrote it ain't saying nothing about it. But, yeah, we're bagging them. But anyway, y'all know, how many of y'all ever know me to be a patient man? A few of you. Prove all things audit, $10. Hey, this is Brother Shannon's new channel name. Bless you, Pastor. Prove all things audits. That's fine. I wonder what you're auditing. Anyway, Jay Shaw, Bless you all. Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom, family. Appreciate all y'all contributions, too. It's going to help Pastor Dow one day to buy a Learjet. Why would somebody want to buy a dang jet when you can just fly commercial anyway? You know what I mean? Plane ticket is a hell of a lot cheaper than paying a private anyway. I guess it's part of that swag. That's what they said. They said, somebody told me this tabernacle, they said, Pastor, you got swag. Huh? So I kind of act like I knew what they were talking about. I said, what the hell is swag? I said, what the hell? I'm like, dang. Anyway. At first I thought I heard that they say, Pastor, you got a shag. I ain't got no shag. No, well, y'all know what shag is, right? That's when you grow your hair out and it gets fatter in the back right here. And it's small at the top. I got a picture down in my mama's house when I used to have a shag. It ain't a mullet.
It was a mullet.
Not a mullet. It ain't a mullet. Fernandez. Shabbat shalom, Pastor. Shabbat shalom. All right. So, I'm going to try to cut this up. We're going to go through this task right here. You know, November the 13th is coming up, right? That's Chance wedding day. Yeah, but November 13th coming up. That's the date, thus saith the Lord, that I was slated for death.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, I kept their videos on my screen. I saw that woman. And that infeminate man,
yes, sir.
Every single day for a whole year, I kept them on my screen. So did, because they said, thus saith the Lord. Come November the 14th, I'm still alive. Come November the 14th, and I'm still alive. Huh? Y'all hear me, right?
Yes, sir.
Not only is somebody a false prophet, but I'm going to show y'all something. I want y'all to hear this, though, okay? Y'all got to hear this because we're going to use this as a teaching tool tonight. Y'all all right?
Yes, sir.
We're going to use this as a teaching tool. We're going to go to Elder Rufus first. All right? Listen to this. Elder Rufus. All right. Don't y'all listen to this. Y'all let me know out there if y'all can hear Elder Rufus. 10 for the best, 1 for the worst. Let me know how it's coming in. Listen to this. Y'all need listen to this. Developing right now. Y'all don't want to miss this. Undivided attention.
All right. This video,
let me know how it's coming
is
going
to be put out or a group called Zion Music Ministry. Zion Music Ministry. I have zero idea where you are located. I think you're somewhere in the States, the United States. But almost a year ago, you guys came out with a bunch of false prophecies. And you proclaimed things against the ministry of Straightway Truth. You also proclaimed specific things against Pastor Charles Dow Jr. And we're coming up close on that year date. See, we take every threat serious.
That's what it's done.
We take everything that people say, we take it serious. So since you guys had the nerves to have your moray or whoever this gentleman is, we don't know him, never heard of him before, never been in contact with him of any kind, and then there was some very dark skinned, looked to be a Hamite woman that came out with prophecies, false prophecies as well.
All right. See, I heard it, right? So now what we're going to do, we're going to go, and you notice, I want to tell you this. Elder Rufus got in contact with them. They done, every video they got, you can't comment, no comments available, can't contact them, no contact information, but they're still making videos, right? All right? And the only reason why we're paying attention to this is because this is thus saith the Lord. You hear me? So here we go. I'm not going to go through all the final points. I'm going to save that for my video on the 14th. Are you following me? But I'm going to let y'all know real quick, Zion Music Ministry. Can you imagine a music ministry is rebuking the man of God? A music ministry. A music ministry. Are you hearing that?
Yes, sir.
I want y'all address. I want to know where y'all live. I want to know where y'all fellowship. Because I'm coming to see you. I'm coming to see you so you can see that I'm alive. Woo! And if I'm alive, come November the 14th, 12:01 a.m., you are liars. And you are your father, the devil. And not only your false prophet, but your false prophetess. Rwanda queen, king. So here she go. I'm gonna put it all up there. Here she go. Now, since when in our culture does a woman have the unmitigated gall to actually think that she can actually stand up against a man of God and rebuke him and try to use the covering of a music ministry? You know what that is, right? That's the effeminate man that did not have enough chutzpah to come out in front of the camera at first. So use a woman that co-signed for him to get out, and then presumptuously, you think you can rebuke me? I can't wait to see y'all. I cannot wait to see y'all. I'm going to come and see you. I'm ready either way. I'm going to sit down here and thump them scriptures, or we can thump. Make no difference to me. I'm an Israelite. But I want to see you.
Yeah.
Give me your address and phone number.
Yep.
Don't let me be alive November the 14th. Here it is. I want y'all to see this. Listen to this.
Hallelujah.
Let me know y'all here.
Always seen to y'all for a while.
Look at that thing.
For this day, for every single day that we have the breath of life.
Is that a woman?
That is the evidence of our Creator still having mercy upon us. Hallelujah. O Abba Yahuwah, you who fashioned and created all things according to your wisdom and according to your knowledge, O Abba Yah. For you and you alone are wise, O King who is the ruler of realms, who has control of all things in his hands. You, Yahuwah, are exalted above all forever and ever. Your esteem, Abba Yahuwah, we are unworthy to behold, and yet none of us are able to behold it. For you are pure. You are holy and Kodesh, Abba Yahuwah.
Now, somebody's asked me to have a screen share. Don't worry about it. Y'all won't see this human being. Y'all going to see this human being in plenty of time. It's not important what she looked like, I promise you. You can go the rest of your life without watching this.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I promise you, but it's important what's being said. I want y'all to listen. Undivided attention. All right? Because I'm only going to be on this just for a few minutes and we're going to move on. I'm going to really dissect this and tear this thing apart come the 14th, though.
For being the Elohim of hosts that you are, Toda Rabba Yahuwah, for your word, for your warning, for your judgment, for all of the things that you allow us to have, Toda Rabba Yahuwah, for your mercy being upon the children of men, for even speaking out in judgment, Yahuwah, at this time, when all are in iniquity, when all have rejected you, O Abba Yahuwah, you choose to still speak to the children of men. You still see and still watch them, for they're going and they're going out, Abba Yah. Tore Rabbah, for your mercy. And on this day, I pray you decrease me. Decrease me, Abba Yahuwah, that your word may go forth through the Ruach HaKodesh, and that the judgment that you have ordained and you have established, that it may be heard by the people. May you open up the eyes of your sheep and all those that you desire to hear this message. Baruch Hashem, Yahusha, Hamashiach. This day I come before you all under the delegated authority of the Zion Music Ministry.
Alright, so y'all get that, right? Now, there's two things going on here. First of all, number one, anytime there's a prophecy against a man of Yah, this is heavy duty stuff. Are you following?
Yeah.
You don't come under the delegation of somebody here on earth.
Yeah. Come on, Shah.
This ain't something that is just passed around and passed down.
Yeah.
Another false premise to this is this. This is heavy duty stuff now. Because you know what I'm going to do, right? Huh? The same death that they slated for me, I'm sending it back on them. You better believe it. Not only me, but thousands of Israelites. This is heavy duty. So she's coming under the delegated authority. What authority? A music ministry? Damn, I should put up a video of his guy. Playing his little guitar. That's a music ministry. But y'all hear this, right? Y'all heard she coming, right? Right? I'm not going to give out all the nuggets. But I know one thing. When I read our book, when a prophet has something to say, the prophet didn't use the internet, I know that there ain't no internet back then. But they went face to face.
Definitely, yes.
Especially when it's, thus saith the Lord. Yes. Are you hearing?
Yes, sir.
You let y'all give me a word for somebody and see if I'm going to put a video out. I don't care where you at on this earth. I'm coming. Here it is.
Zion Music Ministry Assembly, whose Malachim and messenger is Abba Mori Yehuda Chanuk.
Now, first of all, I bet he can't even spell and pronounce his name. You know what it is? They got a state name, a government name, and all of a sudden they ascribe to themselves all these damn names. Malachim Yehuda Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I'm just going to give you some type of damn strength. Anyway, let me go on, because I've
been committed under Yahusha HaMashiach, under Yahuwah Zavaot. Hallelujah.
Now, this first time I ever heard in my lifetime a prophecy going forward. Can you imagine when Nathan came to rebuke David and said, you are the man? Can you imagine that Nathan had lambskins out there? He had to roll open and read the prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
What y'all said? Man, this thing is already suspect on so many fronts.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just thought I had that in there. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
I am your servant. I am your vessel.
You a woman.
Of my creator.
You need to sound
the one
up.
Who made me.
You need to learn how to be quiet.
Yeah, nah.
What you need to do? Shut your black ass up. And you are black.
Mm-hmm.
Shut the hell up. There ain't no wrong being black. It's just that she's black. says that the women ought to learn in silence.
Yes,
sir. Notice how suffer not a woman to preach.
Yes,
sir. Mm-hmm. No, the usurp authority over man.
Right.
No, the book says rebuke not an elder.
Mm-hmm.
But she finna go rebuke me. In the name. That's what I'm saying. It's serious. But see, we see what she said. I'm totally concerned about her. I want the UFO man.
Yeah.
That's wearing some type of a damn rag around his head, look like a damn ghost done pissed and shit off. Do it sound like y'all? I'm totally concerned. But I've held this for 1 year.
Patience.
Mm-hmm. I'm a patient man. Like I told y'all. I started on polygyny. I said I'm going to take, 3 years to study this, look at this. I ain't say a word about it after that. I mentioned waited 3 years, and boy, I came out like a bang. Why would I want to come out there on something that it could be the potential disaster? You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I need to know what y'all says.
Yes, sir.
What the prophets say.
Yes, sir.
Once I get that, I'm good. I don't care what the world says. Yeah, there we go. Like T said, seed, time, and off. Man, I listened to that word. I listened to that word again this week. And I did. Anyway, I don't want to break this up. I'll let this run, okay?
Yeah, who was that? Come before you all with a word for an individual who is Pastor Charles Dowell. For there is a word against him. And it reads thusly.
It reads.
Thus says Yahuwah. He had received in part, and now takes the ministry to be his own work. In the beginning, he did not know the true name of Yahuwah or his son Yahusha. But Yah brought him into the knowledge of truth. He became prideful in the little knowledge he received in part. He continues to lead my sheep astray with false doctrine and false teaching. Whatever the servants do, they have seen from their master. Thus are the members of this assembly in iniquity, because their master is in iniquity. Bruised beasts that have not casted away the lust of their eyes. They prey on the daughters of Zion and their submission, and abuse their submission. And Yahuwah says, I desire my children. I desire my daughters. Thus says Yahuwah, because of the significant following and influence this man has, his judgment will be greater, for he has deceived the sheep of Yahuwah without remorse. He is a ravenous wolf, an eagle that seeks prey diligently. He is a wild beast, untamed and devouring by nature. Thus says Yahuwah, you rebellious house of Yisrael, who have joined yourself to this abominable man, you will be thrown down with him. I will bring sudden judgment upon you that none shall quench. None of your smallest shall remain. I will smite your women, children, and men, all who have joined themselves to this abominable man.
So not only is it with me, all of y'all Israelites who follow me as I follow Messiah in the ministry of straightway. Man, we talking about, that's a heavy scale, man. And she definitely said, she talking about smiting children. Boys, let's go on. Wait, hey.
For the cry of my sheep, whom he has oppressed and abused, has reached unto my throne, and I have heard from my habitation. I will move swiftly as a cheetah pursuing his prey. He is my prey, whom I shall devour. All that is his, all that he has in his possession, I shall consume with fire. Thus says Yahuwah,
there
you repent.
Y'all hear him?
Now, first of all, the prophecy is already screwed up when she says, thus says Yahuwah, then repent. Because the way she's coming out right now, she's coming out saying, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's too late for repentance
right
now. See, this is confusion.
Mm-hmm.
This is utterly confusion right here. Huh?
Yes,
these are some novices lifted up with pride who has fallen into the condemnation of the devil.
Yes,
the house of time. How you going to sit up and pronounce all this judgment and then tell me to repent? We go on. I'll tell you, I'm reserving a lot right now. More. Y'all wait till the video comes.
Oh, Charles Dowell, Pastor Charles Dowell, you wicked shepherd, repent. Repent, lest you die and all those that are with you be consumed by Yahuwah.
Now, first of all, y'all know me. I don't mind repenting. I mean, last time I checked, every opportunity I get, I repent. But there's only one problem here so far. We're halfway through this video. No, we're more than halfway. We're almost done. Hold on. We done. All right. Y'all heard this video, right? I heard all this stuff, how wicked I am and all this other stuff. There's only one problem. What the hell did I do? I just heard a bunch of rhetoric.
Yeah.
I mean, if Nathan clearly told David exactly what his sin was.
Yes, sir.
I'm waiting to hear the sin. I mean, I was called iniquitous, a transgressor, a beast, a wild man, a raging wolf. Justice is going to come on me swift as a cheetah. And in all that rhetoric, I never heard one thing that they accused me of that I've done. Now, one thing, maybe Yahweh forgot to remind me of what I was sinning about. And I say that with all due respect and honor, because Yahweh ain't forgot nothing.
Really?
Maybe y'all provoking the name, a false name of another God.
Yes, sir.
Because if Yah is going to send a prophet or send anyone to rebuke his men of Yah, who he don't toy around and play with, at least he's going to tell them what the hell they done.
Yes, sir.
I ain't hear nothing.
No.
Did y'all?
Oh,
sure. All right.
Who is that?
I am Nabi
Moray
Yehuda
Yanuk. He is Nabi Moray Yehuda Yanuk. You look like one of our goats out here in the field. I wonder how long his Nazarite vow is going to run for. These brothers don't know how to be no Nazarites, man.
Come on, Chef.
Huh? Look at that, anyway. Let me go ahead and reserve this, okay, and save it. Listen to this. Let's see what he says.
And I'm coming with the word from Yahuwah Zabaoth.
Y'all hear that?
First and foremost, you have rejected the word of Abba Yahuwah, so the sword upon you, Dowell, Straightway Ministries, all of those under you will be devoured by the sword of Yahuwah Zabaoth.
So not only me, but y'all finished. Y'all finished. They're invoking the name or whatever. I don't know what that name, but that name, they're invoking. We all, straightway, y'all done. Just stick a fork in it, according to this thing right here. You know what this thing really reminds me of? It reminds me of, remember, Jeremiah and Hananiah? When he said he come and he spoken in the name of the Lord, and Jeremiah said, this book is making you to trust in
false.
He ain't, y'all ain't never spoke to him.
Yeah.
He ain't done that.
Mm-hmm.
He's speaking to you a false vision of vain. No. Then he turns around, takes the stock off of Jeremiah and breaks it. Jeremiah told him, you better submit to Babylon. I better die. I'm saying, don't shut up. And boy, who had the ass hand it to him? Within a year. Let me finish this. I don't want to interrupt him. Let me go ahead. Even though I've already interrupted him. Let's see what he says. Oh, look what he said. Prophecy and word against, what did they say, Trey?
And hound dog Rufus.
Hound dog Rufus. Hound dog. So don't sit up there and get on to me talking about calling someone out a name and using disparaging comments. What the hell was that? All right, here we go.
To Yahuwah, you have disrespected the daughter of Zion, who was a prophetess, with the word telling you to repent. Yahuwah calls
you. Oh, you talking about that damn black funeral attire. That's who you talking about. I disrespected a daughter. Since when in y'all's program does he ever take the voice over a woman over a man? Since when? I remember Miriam rising her ass up, thinking herself to be something. Trying to square off against Moses. And just like you, just like that impotent Aaron. Come on, put your effeminate ass.
Wow.
I bet rings are burning over there too far. You hear me? Y'all seeing this, right?
Nabal, who refused to acknowledge the smearing of Dawid when Yahuwah sent him to Nabal's house. So he was devoured by Yahuwah. So shall you. So shall all the ministers and leaders under you be devoured by Yahuwah's Avot sword. You have a work of jealousy, looking upon the hair of another man. That is a feminine ruach. Yahuwah rebukes it within you, for you are jealous. Within 1 year,
maybe we got something. Looking on the hair of another man. You ain't got to worry about me looking at you. I promise you that.
Definitely, that's true.
I promise you that. The hair of another man. I assume that he's trying to use a euphemism for saying somebody else woman. I wonder who that is though. All right. So anyway, still, it ain't clear. Y'all get any clarity out of that?
No, sir.
Let's go with it.
Yahuwah Zavahoh will visit you and your ministry with the sword.
He said, well, how many? Well, let's get this time.
Within 1 year.
Within what?
Within 1 year.
Within what?
1 year.
Within 1 year.
Within what?
1 year.
Within 1 year.
Within what?
So you are jealous.
1 year.
Within 1 year, Yahuwah Zavahoh will visit you and your ministry with the sword. And starting with you, and every person that is submitted under your authority will be devoured by the sword of Yahuwah Zavahoh. He that has ears to hear, let him hear what the work of Yahuwah has said. Because you have set yourself up like a god, you will die like a man that refused to hearken and repent when Yahuwah sent the word, the messenger, the Malachim to you. Now he is sending the Malachim with the sword unto you on this day. Thus says Yahuwah Zavahoh.
First thing you need to do, niggas, get that book out your nose. Like there's a damn book in his nose right here while you're all up in the damn camera.
Yep.
Wash your damn behind and wipe your damn nose and brush your funky teeth before you get up here out in public talking about you gonna rebuke somebody with a big ass book in your nose. Ain't you too damn old? Be careful with in your damn nose. Am I kidding, Trey? Y'all heard this, right? Still, haven't heard no sin, but I'm slated for death within 1 year, and all the ministers will be burnt by fire within 1 year. That includes all your newly ordained leaders, too. Y'all in trouble. Y'all hear this, right?
Yes, sir.
So let's go and finish up with Rufus. He's going to bring a little bit more clarity.
Well, we're coming very close to that date. I think we got it marked down as November 13th.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tag you, Zion Music Ministry, if any of y'all ever heard of these people. make sure they get this video and let them know, since they don't allow people to leave comments on their videos or in their community posts, it's hard to get a message to them. But let them know, once this date passes, Pastor Dowell and myself would love to come and visit their ministry so that they can see in the flesh that their prophecies were false, and we can have real dialogue, all right? We not like these new age internet bullies. That ain't what we do, okay? We out here serving the Most High Yah in spirit and truth. And so many little places and ministries and things like this, they'll get on here and they'll say stuff. And here's the biggest problem we have with them, all right, which we don't know them. We don't know them. But here's the biggest problem we have with them. We're not concerned about the false prophecies and all that kind of stuff, the judgments. We're not concerned about all of that. The thing is at least let us know what our sin is. At least be man enough or woman enough to follow the book and clearly identify. And I see Pastor Dow, he got your video saved. He's been analyzing your videos, trying to find out what is the sin that apparently Yahuwah, because I think that's what you guys use, has accused Straightway Truth Ministry and Pastor Charles Dowell of. So you can't come out here with your prophecies and your judgments and all this stuff and not at least tell a man what his sin is. Tell a ministry what their sin is. He's analyzing videos. We don't even see what we've been accused of. Where's the sin? What sin are we being accused of? When Yah sent his men to go to different men of Yah to let them know their sin, when he would send a prophet to tell them what was going on, that prophet would tell them directly who they came in. They didn't come in the name of no ministry.
Come on, boy, Elder.
They came in his name alone. And they would tell that man of Yah directly what his sin was and who he was and what his judgment was going to be. So what we got from you guys was a bunch of nothing, a bunch of false prophecies, a bunch of fake judgments with no one saying what Straightway Truth Ministry sin was, nor what Pastor Charles Dow Jr. sin was. See, we take everything serious, everything. So get this video to Zion Music Ministry. Somebody make sure they get it. I'm going to tag them in it. I don't know if that'll help them get to see it, but I'm going to tag them in it.
I'll put it on my Facebook
channel. And what we want from you, once November 13th has passed, we want an address. We want names and we want an address because we want to show up.
Oh, yeah.
We want to show up to wherever y'all at.
And I promise we'll show
face
up.
Face to face so you can see who exactly you're dealing with, okay? Because here it is, you come out here and we don't know you from a bag of chips that we won't buy on the shelves. We don't know you. But you got to be audacious to come out here and say and make these accusations against the ministry. When you could have got on the phone, every video pastor do, the phone number to the ministry is right behind him. You could have reached out. There is a better way to handle it instead of elevating yourself to a status that you don't have, which will be proven on November 13th when it's all over, November 14th. But since you were bold enough to do that, we want you to be bold enough to send us your name and send us an address where we can meet you at. And we will fly, drive, wherever it is. We don't know where y'all at. Y'all know where we are. Our hub is in Tennessee. The community I run in Georgia. We don't hide none of this information from anybody. Any video we make, comment section fully open. We got nothing to hide. And we want to come face to face to show you that. Since you have the audacity to make videos against the Straightway Truth Ministry and Pastor Charles Dow Jr. We look forward to hearing from you.
All right. Y'all heard it, right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all heard the elder, right?
Yes, sir.
There we go. I don't know how much more honest you can be or get. Do y'all?
Yes, sir.
Y'all heard all that, right?
Yes, sir.
Heard all this hot air, all this rhetoric. Are you following me? From some long-haired prima donna dookie head-looking niggas. I want an address. Don't give me no bum address. I want a verifiable address. I want to see how much of a man you are if, since you claim to be a man. I'm not worried about the woman. You know what I mean? She can just go somewhere. They already got Israel in here. Man, they suited and booted. They're like, oh, no. They say, yeah, we would conveniently have them days off. Boy, I'm telling you. I mean, you go anywhere, ask anybody a straightway a play thing. We don't play. When it comes to something like this, and you levy in charge, and you using the name of Yahweh, and say that he said, I don't think they're the people of Yah, first of all, in the first place. But Yah told you, see, and then you go up there and look for that video. They took it down. Because there were rumors that contacted them. They took it down. First you give that false prophecy, then you take it. Oh, no, I'm not going to let it slide. The one thing I did miss, though, I usually try to download everything. As much as I can get, I try to. So that your words can come back and bite you in the ass. You liars. You damn prattin' liars. Coming up on the 14th. We here.
We here.
That's the statement right there. All of Israel is here.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Indeed. Somebody said the plug has spoken. The plug has spoken. Let's see if you damn that damn bold in front of the face. Don't call no popo. Don't call no damn body. Let's get down like Israel get down. First of all, we can try to handle it civil. Because you want to get out there with us on camera, and you want to make an apology video. And we still going to turn back the curses on your ass for damn false prophets. Yeah, that's when you open up that door, you get some nice cool air. That's what y'all wanted. What the hell do people think they fooling around with? They messing with straightway.
They're going to find out.
Teach Sites. Deuteronomy 18, verse 20. I'm going to read verse 22. Have y'all learned anything out there, Israel? Y'all heard all this, right?
Yes, sir.
Did anybody hear what was the sin? Anybody? I mean, I at least like to know, if you're going to repent for something, first of all, I don't understand how you slated for judgment, then you got to repent. You're going to be destroyed, but you need to repent. It makes no sense, man. It makes no sense. It's something right down the line of schizophrenia. All right, so come on with it, Teach. Deuteronomy, Dabbering 18, start at verse 20, read through verse 22. Come on.
But the prophet.
But the what?
The prophet.
Come on.
Which shall presume.
Oh, so we got someone that presumes or presumptuously speaks.
Which shall presume to speak a word.
Uh-huh.
In my name.
So somebody here, according to our knowledge of what the word says, has presumed to speak a word in his name. Come on.
Which I have not commanded him to speak.
Now, I want to know, what's done got y'all flustered? You see, we over here mind our own business. Are you following me? If somebody is, let me break this down for y'all for a second. Listen, we know that there are a lot of people behind the scenes that hate on straightway because of envy. We know GOCC in part, but not Elder Ricard. Elder Ricard don't play that game, and Elder Lawyer, they don't play that game. It's the people that's up under them that try to use GOCC. Because, I like Elder Ricard. I don't agree with all his doctrine. You know what I mean? But Elder Ricard is an honorable man. Y'all heard that from me. All right? IUIC, man, there's some punk-ass niggas right there straight up. There's some sorry-ass. There's some punks. I'm straight-up punks. All of them. All of them. And then they got this one There's one little short midget-ass deacon over at Sicario. Sicario, what's his name? Sicario. Sicario. They think they ain't no damn Sicarios. They don't even know what the hell a damn Sicario is. They think you can just say it and put a name and a tag on you. They don't know, apparently they don't know nothing about us then, do they? They don't know nothing about our background. They don't know nothing about us, man. You don't know what a Sicario is. Are you following me? They get out there and make videos. They're like Ron Dalton. You see that video Ron Dalton did where he put a title up and act like we had a debate. And there wasn't no debate. He just putting out all this stuff, dropping my name. One of them, I think Sicario, dead deacon his car, said, Pastor Dow Flame. Y'all getting all this? So we got all these people out just presuming to speak. All these so-called judgments. And yet you can't contact none of them. Damn it, let me tell you this right now. Have the arrogance and the audacity and call out my name. Give an address. Make sure your ass is there. And see if Pastor Dow don't show up. See if I don't be there. These folks are something else, man. Read. Watch this.
Which I have not commanded him, not her, to speak. Or that shall speak in the name of other mighty ones. Even that prophet shall die.
But read verse 20 again.
But the prophet, which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other mighty ones, even that prophet shall die.
The prophet shall do what?
Die.
The prophet shall do what?
Die.
The prophet shall do what?
Die.
When you presume.
Mm-hmm.
To speak a word in that. See, why? I don't understand it. You don't sit up there and just, because you all stirred up and in your emotions and pissed off, invoke the name of Yahweh. Are you out of your damn mind? See, that's why she said the fear is just gone. Even if you were to live out your days, judgment still coming.
Oh yes.
The Most High will call you on the carpet for that. You don't get to sit up there and say, "Oh, yeah, you're right, Elder." You don't get to sit up there and just invoke his name and drop it loosely. Because you all stirred up in your emotions and feelings. You're supposed to have some type of damn self-control. I remember there's this one guy by the name of Raptor News.
Yeah.
I didn't find out about this cat until December. I come to find out. I'm like, who in the hell is this? He's been on our jock for 3 years. Me and know what I'm talking about. I'm like, who is this damn thing? And you know what his whole offense was? Y'all know what his whole offense was? His whole offense was against us is because, see, he was an Old Testament-only Hebrew. So he thought he could take it up on himself and just speak against us any old kind of way he wanted. And then the last time he spoke against us when we were all up in Straightway Goshen.
Yes, sir.
And we were all lined up around the table. And he said that we were speaking falsely in the name of Yah. False prophets, all that stuff. That past December. On the first of the turn of the Roman year, he died. Young man. He flat out died. Dead, D-E-A-D, dead. Without a Messiah, without salvation, without Yahshua, he died. It wasn't even 30 days later. Wrap the news. So here, straightway over and on the side of this mountain, top of this hill, living a quiet and peaceful life, ministering, delivering, saving, healing, all by the name of Jesus. By the power and authority. Live a quiet, peaceful life, doing everything we can to make sure that as y'all reveal it to us, we live every word. Because the Bible says man should not live by bread alone, but by every word. We make sure we take the words off the pages of a book and apply it to our life. And you're going to sit up and you're going to speak against someone who's actually doing the word. And because you're so damn arrogant and schizophrenic and full of envy, you're going to try to twist and warp and say, well, they try to put more emphasis on works. No. We work out our salvation with fear and trembling. If it's written in that word, damn it, we're doing it. And as it revealed and we ain't doing it, we're going to find out they're doing it. We will be doing it. Listen, I'm not the hearers of the word, but the doers of the word.
Come on.
So anyway, rap the news is dead, decomposing right now.
Yeah.
For speaking against us. So when I tell you, I'm telling you, come 14th, we're going to reverse all that.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes. And you just ain't got one little old lonely pastor. You got thousands.
Oh, yeah.
For
life. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Well, Ron said, yeah, wrap the news got wrapped up. Real talk. And in that, we rejoice that y'all just.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, we know the book. We don't rejoice in the death of the wicked, but we rejoice that y'all just.
Come on, Seth. Come on.
Yep. Y'all fooling around and listen. You look at all these ministries out there, man. You should think automatically. Don't go over there fooling around with people who not only display the manifest power of Yah, but they live it in obedience to Him, and we're serious about it.
Yes.
Man, this is not a ground that you want to come play on.
Mm-mm.
This ministry is loaded with power.
Ooh.
Loaded with power.
Murdered with power.
The only minister I know that somebody can give a healing testimony and we get banned and blocked and get put in Facebook jail and YouTube jail for practicing medicine.
Medical misinformation
when we use one damn medical thing.
From all high. Come on.
I'll tell you one dang thing for sure. Y'all going to say this position, heal yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now go find out what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Read, teach.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say in your heart, how shall we know the word which Yah has not spoken?
You hear that? Now when it says when you say in your heart, that means that's something you're thinking.
Right.
That's not something you actually saying. How are you going to know if you've spoken a word? Read.
When a prophet speaks in the name of Yah.
Here it is.
If the thing follow not.
Y'all hear that?
Yes.
If the thing what?
Follow not.
If it don't follow.
Yes.
That's why I'm waiting until November the 14th.
Yes, sir.
See, we're in the zone right now.
Yeah.
We're in the time frame right now. I held my tongue all the way up to this point right here. You better believe it. Come on.
Nor come to pass.
Nor if it don't come to pass.
That is the thing which Yah has not spoken.
In other words, you better stop lying on him. Come on.
But the prophet has spoken it presumptuously.
Y'all hear that? Mm-hmm. Spoken it presumptuously, and watch this.
You shall not be afraid.
In other words, don't worry about putting no fear upon yourself because they said,
come on,
the Lord. I promise you, ain't been no fear
come
on one ounce of.
Come on, hey. What?
But you remember verse 20, you're still slated for death.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Shall die. Mm-hmm.
See how people just take y'all's word and just use it to their own little benefit. And on top of that, a music ministry.
Right.
What the hell are you going to do? Hit an A minor chord? a B note. And we supposed to be afraid of you? Let me tell y'all something over there at a Zion Infeminate Music Ministry. Yep. And I do mean effeminate too.
Yep.
Y'all better check yourself hard. I still want an address. I don't want a city, street, town, block, exactly where you live. I want to know. I want to know. And if we don't get it, you're a sorry yellow belly, big ass street yellow, coward, effeminate. You know I'm trying to pick these words closely because I don't want to get banned real quick. Huh? Soft. 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 Prima donna ass man. Now when I get in front of you, my words will change.
Yes, sir.
True. And don't think, I'm not like y'all. I'm not like y'all. The way you see me right now, if your attitude ain't correct, I promise you, you're going to see me in a whole total different vein when I get in front of your damn face. I'm not one to get puffed up behind a camera and then change my attitude when I see you.
Come on with it.
Y'all crazy.
Hallelujah. Praise
you. Y'all get this, right?
Yes, sir.
I don't know how to. You can't handle it no better than that. Can you handle any more honest and any more integrity than that? Huh? It's all about a book, isn't it?
Yep. According to.
But watch this. Go to Jeremiah 28, man, and then we're going to close it up on this. Start at verse 1, teach. Man, this is something else. Have y'all learned anything tonight?
Yes, sir.
And then y'all take a note for Deuteronomy 13, 1 through 5. Y'all read that in your own private time, too. Y'all gonna love that, too, man.
Yes, sir.
Bless y'all. Shalom, shalom. Straightway be over here, mind our own business.
Yes, sir.
You know how many times people be trying to bait us? I want to see you debate such and such, so and so. You got to go talk to them. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Now, let me say this. Usually, if somebody is out there speaking a word in the name of Yah, do you see us going around picking on them or something like that? No. Why should we? I'm just glad that Yahshua is being mentioned.
Come on, sir. Yes, sir.
Is that making any sense?
Yes, sir.
Why would I want to go out there and speak a word or even come against someone who is actually mentioning the name of Yahshua? No, they may not have it all together. You know what? I'm probably sure. Matter of fact, I'm sure that we don't have it all together. I know we getting it together.
Yes, sir.
But I'm sure we don't have it all together. I promise. There's no way we don't have it all together. But why would I want to go out there and speak against someone who's keeping the commandments, doing the best that they can do to bring people to Messiah? Why would I want to war and battle and fight with you? Why would I want to get presumptuous? I'm glad I got y'all videos. I'm glad I got them before y'all cowards took them down too, you damn cowards. Mind you, listen, little woman, you don't have no worry about it. You just go on. I don't even probably know if you even part of the ministry up there. No, but just you just go. You just got stirred up. I understand. Just you go on. But you, Klingon, that damn big ass Rwanda hairdo, I got something for your ass, though. Oh, boy. Oh, don't expect for me to be kind. If I get the opportunity to see your feminine ass face to face. Y'all gonna find out what a real Hebrew is.
Come on with it.
That's what y'all gonna find out.
Yes, sir.
And I'm telling you straight up right now, you see me talking like it, I ain't changed my mind or my attitude when I see you face to face. Mom and Dad Dow did not birth that kind of man.
Ooh. Come on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it is our phone number, too. It's still there. Comments are not disabled, either. This is sad. This is really sad. Now tell the truth, Israel. Are we not trying to live a quiet and peaceful life? We just out here serving Yah, his people. Why in the world do you want to come over here and pick on this playground right here? We ain't like the rest of these Israelites. Straightway we loaded with warriors. Bonafide, certified warriors. I actually hope and pray that there's a day when there's civil unrest. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
What do you mean, Pastor Dow? Because I ain't got a damn thing to worry about. I'm fine. Everybody out here is fine. Y'all weren't in trouble. Because I promise you, civil unrest ain't coming our way. No, they know better. They want to live. I promise you they want to live. Ooh-wee! Read, teach. Jeremiah 28, verse 1. Y'all right, Israel? Y'all doing all right?
Oh, yeah, all right.
We ain't scared y'all, dude.
Oh, no.
Ain't no fear in them. Okay, good. I mean, the worst of it, y'all can't have no fear in them, man. We don't fear him as they would destroy the body.
Come on.
We fear the one
as
they would destroy
yeah.
the body
yeah.
and soul in
hell. Yeah.
So come on, we're the teach.
And it came to pass
The
same year. In the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah,
come on,
Judah.
Come on.
In the fourth year and in the fifth month,
read.
That Hananiah, the son of Azul,
Hananiah, the son of Azul,
yep.
the what?
The prophet.
Now, mind you, it didn't say that he wasn't a prophet.
Right, the prophet. Yep.
All people believe and known him to be a prophet.
Right.
But they also known Jeremiah to be a prophet as well. Oh, man, we got the battle of the gods in, don't we? Huh? We got the battle of the power. One prophet, another prophet over here, read.
Which was of Gibeon, spake unto me in the house of Yah, in the presence of the priest, and of all the people, saying, thus says the master of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 full years will I bring again into this place all the vessels of Yah's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried them to Babylon.
Now, when y'all ever hear the phrase, thus saith the Lord, that means Yahweh has spoken. Y'all hear that? In the English vernacular, y'all hear it because everything's so watered down. Thus saith the Lord. When people are saying that, just replace that with, Yahweh has spoken.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
His infallible word. Mm-hmm. And here it is. That's what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Even though they don't know what the hell they're saying. But that's what that phrase means from the English to the Hebrew. Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
That's why it's serious. It's extremely serious. Come on.
Now I will bring again to this place Jeconiah, the king, the son of Jehoiakim, the king of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
With all the kings.
Now Jehoiakim, that was the one that was the wicked one. He was one of them wicked kings. Come on.
With all the captives of Judah that went into Babylon, say, Yah, I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Then the prophet Jeremiah said unto prophet Hananiah.
Now remember, Hananiah said, thus saith Yahweh Elohim of Israel, I will break the yoke within 2 years.
Yep.
I will break the yoke of Babylon. What everybody going to do? The prophet has spoken. Back then, if a prophet spoke, man, our people, man, they didn't continue with that. Mm-hmm. The prophet has spoken. Now, Jeremiah is getting ready to speak. Read, teach.
Then unto the prophet Hananiah in the presence other priests.
Y'all hear that? Now, we got, we have a serious contingency up here. We got two prophets, and he's saying this in the presence of the priest. Here we go. We got contention going on, kind of like with Paul and Barnabas.
Yes, sir.
There's contention going on. Huh? Huh? Contention. Read on.
And in the presence of all the people that stood in the house of Yah.
Here we go.
Even the prophet Jeremiah said, I mean, Yah do so. Yah performs your words, which you have prophesied, to bring again the vessels of Yah's house and all that is carried away captive from Babylon into this place. Nevertheless, hear you now this word that I speak in your ears. And in the ears of all the people, the prophets that have been before me and before you of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms, of war, of evil, and of pestilence. The prophet which prophesied of peace, when the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that Yah has truly sent him. And Hananiah, the prophet, took the yoke from off the prophet Jeremiah's neck.
Y'all hear that? Watch it. Hananiah, he got to make a spectacle. He got to stop this word that Jeremiah is saying. Read on.
It broke. And Hananiah spake in the presence of all the people saying.
Nah, I'm telling you, because he getting ready to tell, watch this, here's the key. Hananiah is getting ready to tell all the people what they want to hear. And you know, y'all, whenever somebody tell you what you want to hear, that's
God.
Oh, yeah, that's him. Oh, hallelujah. With your fame words. Oh, you done. You done for. You were literally done for. Oh, hallelujah. All y'all have spoken. You deceived bat free.
Thus said Yah, even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar.
Now, mind you, hold on, I want to remind some. Hananiah has done said, thus said Yah twice. Jeremiah hadn't said it yet, just yet. Come on.
Even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all nations within the space of 2 years.
Now, you got to understand. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, he ruled the whole known world. Babylon was bad. You hear me? They were bad. They were bad like you just. They were bad. Come on.
And the prophet Jeremiah went his way. Then the word of Yah came unto Jeremiah the prophet.
Here we go. We don't ever hear about then the word of Yah came to Hananiah. Read.
After that, Hananiah the prophet had broken the yoke from off the neck of the prophet Jeremiah.
Now you still calling Hananiah what?
Prophet.
Come on.
Go and tell Hananiah, say. Thus said Yah.
Uh-oh.
You have broken the yokes of wood?
Stop. Remember what I told y'all earlier? Remember what I told y'all earlier? Jeremiah, he didn't invoke y'all's name yet.
Yes, sir.
Hananiah is using it loosely.
Yes, sir.
Now y'all is talking to Jeremiah and said, now you go and you tell Hananiah.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Y'all get this?
Yes, sir.
A prophet is not going to speak presumptuously, nor is he going to say anything in the name of Yah. He may know Yah's will. He may know Yah's program was getting ready to take place, but he is not ever going to presume to take it upon himself and say, thus says Yah, unless Yah says. Read.
You have broken the yokes of wood.
You hear that? Did not Hananiah break the yoke of wood?
He did.
Made a spectacle. in front of everybody, all the court, the priests, and all the people that was there in the court that was looking. Come on.
But you shall make for them yokes of iron.
In other words, oh, you broke wood, but get your ass ready for yokes of iron, because your ass is going into slavery.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Well, thus saith the Master of Hosts, the Elohim of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron upon the neck of all these nations.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
That they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall serve him, and I have given him the beast of the field also.
Mm-hmm.
Then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah the prophet, hear now.
Here we go.
Hear now, Hananiah.
Show down. Show time. Mm-hmm. Come on.
God has not sent you.
Zion music.
Come on.
Minister. Y'all has not sent you. Come on.
But you make this people trust
in what?
In a lie.
In a what?
In a lie.
In a what?
In a lie.
Oh, man. I wonder how many people have been doing that lately, making people trust in a lie. Let me tell y'all men something. Listen, men of Israel.
Yes, sir.
I love y'all dearly. I do. It makes no difference. Pastor, prophet, preacher, teacher, all the way down to the first brand new born baby. Whenever I see an Israelite, literally my heart leaps. Sometimes I don't show it because I'm tired. But, man, I get excited inside when I see Israel.
Yeah.
I truly do, because I know it's Yah's people. The one who he's given himself for.
Woo!
I do.
Yeah.
I love Yah. I love his people. I love his people. I do. When you come out and you presume to speak in the name of Yah, and I know Yah ain't spoke to you.
Yes.
Music, Zion ministry, you better hope. Ooh, you'll be vindicated like you would never believe in your life if Pastor Dowd is gone by the 14th of November. Mm-hmm. Ooh, boy. Man, people would, man, left and right, they'd be saying, who are these people? We got to listen to them. You have no choice.
Yeah.
They call it. Boy, it's a heavy load, isn't it? It's really heavy, isn't it? It's a yoke, isn't it? Don't worry about it. Little black woman, you go on. Because I know it's a little bit too heavy. You just move on. Move your ass. You got set up. Move on to the side. Your words really don't mean nothing too much. Y'all understand what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Woman, just get out the way. Move the hell out the way. Philippines says, we love you, Shepherd. All the way from the Philippines. Love y'all too. Reteach.
Therefore, thus saith Yah, behold, I will cast you from off the face of the earth.
Ooh.
This year you shall die.
No, not 2 years. You got 1 year. Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Jeremiah said, no. Hananiah kept saying two. Jeremiah said, this year, you will die. See, let the real man of y'all stand up. Come on.
Because you have told rebellion against y'all.
You in it? Sir,
yes,
you in it?
Yes, sir.
You have literally taught rebellion against y'all. Read on.
You that, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
So Hananiah, the prophet, died the same year in the seventh month.
And of course, what was the history of Israel? Oh, they went into captivity with Babylon. So did.
Came to pass.
Sure did. Went into captivity just like Jeremiah said.
Yeah, yeah.
What else are we going to do with y'all's word, though? When we have so many cloud witnesses, sitting right in front of us. Are y'all getting this though?
Yes, sir.
This is serious stuff. Anytime someone comes and levy something against us and they speaking so-called in the name of Yah, everybody else may poo-poo it as happenstance or, ain't no big deal. You know, it's just, hey, doc, they just talking, man. All right, so we're going to move on to another subject. All right, we're going to beat the hell out of that damn thing. You know what I got right here? I've been having this book for a little time right here. This book, The Western Case. You heard what I read so far, right?
Yes, sir.
Western. For monogamy over polygamy. Now, wait a minute. But what is it?
The Western Case.
One more time.
The Western Case. For monogamy
over polygamy. Y'all get that?
Yes, sir.
That is the Western Case. Bless you, babe. That is the Western Case. Y'all get that, right?
Yes, sir.
Didn't say shit about the biblical case. It's a Western perspective. Are y'all there?
Yes, sir.
All right. I mean, we got to keep y'all dialed in like this, all right? The Western case, all right? So, I've got a guy by the name of John Witt Jr. here who lays out, he lays it out perfectly, the Western case for monogamy over polygamy. Y'all hear it?
Yes, sir.
If this was going to be the stake in the scriptures and what we believe, this would be it. This would be the Holy Grail. Right. Only one problem. In the truth that he speaks in this. And mind you, that's why I kept saying, what does the title say again?
What case?
What case? For what?
Monogamy over polygamy.
The man kept true to his word. Y'all hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
What he did was he laid out how the Western institution came about for favoring monogamy. I'm going to change the word polygamy to religion.
Yes, sir.
He laid it out perfectly. But not only that, he was brutally honest. Brutally honest about what the scripture says in reference to polygyny. Did y'all hear what I said?
Yeah.
So I'm going to turn it over here. I'm going to read you a passage here. All right? It says this. Y'all listen. Y'all got to listen real close. If y'all listening, type in number three. I need to know y'all listening because I don't want to waste my time, energy, or effort trying to educate and inform Israel when you don't have no interest in it. You have to understand, I can't help but to love truth.
Hallelujah.
Are you following me?
Hallelujah.
I want to know.
Yes, sir.
I seriously want to know because when y'all saved me from all this damn deception, I was pissed.
Yes,
I'm like, for this one man, I got to test everything. I got to prove all this. I need to know that, man. I'm not going to be living my life no longer.
No,
what I'm trying to teach y'all. Listen, Israel, I want y'all to love truth.
Yes,
love y'all's truth. And be able to. I'm starting y'all off, but I want y'all to carry this with more vigor.
Yes.
You hear me?
Come on.
More passion.
Come on, sir.
In righteousness,
In righteousness.
We should have learned from our history. We don't want to set up and fail. Ain't that right?
Yes, sir.
What happened? We get one or two generations, somebody comes
on
through, then they turn back
right.
to the damn wicked beggarly elements of this earth.
Yes,
we should be tired of this shit.
Yes,
come on.
Hey.
We should literally be tired of this shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to show y'all what they've been keeping us from.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to give y'all what the damn heathen says.
Yes, sir.
Gas horses,
yes.
Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Already, half a millennium before the time of Jesus. 500 years before Jesus is what it's saying. Ancient Greece. Ancient what?
Greece.
And ancient Rome. Ancient what?
Rome.
Had chosen monogamy.
as the only valid form of marriage that could produce legitimate arable widows and children. The 6th and 5th century BCE, 6,000, 5,000 years. Laws of various, wait, y'all ready for this? Greek city states. What did I say?
Greek city states.
Made clear that valid marriages had to be monogamous.
Wow.
Now, before all that, we already had our Hebrew law, right?
Mm-hmm.
All this is what y'all did not say. This is what the Greeks say.
Right.
All right? And the norm also became commonplace in the first Roman law collections that have survived from the mid-5th century BCE. Monogamy was a quintessential Greek institution of the ancient world. Stanford ancient historian Walter Sitlick had shown that the Thracian Greeks and the Romans after them regarded polygamy as a barbaric custom or a mark of tyranny. Mind you, that's what the Greeks said. Y'all didn't say that.
Right.
Y'all had already put the Levirate law in Deuteronomy 25. No sooner he gave the commandments, he had already given the law for polygamy in Exodus 21. Y'all hear me?
Yes,
this is what the Greek says. Y'all getting this right?
Yes, sir.
Everybody here?
Yep.
We good? We good. We good, right? We good. Mind you, this is what the Greek says. Y'all didn't say that.
Not at all.
This is what the Greek says.
Yes.
So what do you think America's still following?
Greek institution. The tyranny.
This is getting ready to get better. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
And I'm not even putting it in any order. Matter of fact, I'm probably going to skip around here. Because I've got some tabs. Y'all see my tabs, right?
Yes,
got some tabs up here, right? Watch this. Wait till y'all read this. Wait till y'all hear this. Let me go here. All right? Look at this. We go on. Y'all ready? Are y'all really listening?
Yes, sir.
The first millennium's church Canaan laws on sex and marriage. Now, first of all, I take issue with that old statement. You know the reason why I take that? There you go, teach. You know the reason why I take issue with that, right? First of all, number one, who gives a shit about what's been canonized?
Yeah.
Canonized.
Mm-hmm.
What did the law already say? And why are you trying to use our scriptures to twist, warp, and distort?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and intermingle and mix and confuse the masses of people who at that time are illiterate. Because you couldn't even, listen, unless you were of nobility, come on, it was a crime for you to read. Just like in the United States of America, if you were a slave, it was a capital crime, a punishment for you to read. You were forbidden to read. And we go on. The first millennial church of Canaan law on sex and marriage and family life followed the Bible, both in context and in accent, and they then adapted these biblical norms to new situations, sometimes absorbing secular laws and customs in doing so. Sound like Christianity, don't it? The Bible, and I'm putting emphasis on it, had no explicit prohibition on real polygyny.
Real.
And the Canaan law did not prohibit it outright until the 4th century.
Mm.
Somebody say 300 years after Messiah.
300 years after Messiah.
Simple fornication between single parties at nearly double the rate. The 5th to the 10th century, surviving the Canaan law text in the West, had no major new Canaans on real polygamy. And the new potential, what is that word right there, man? What is that word?
Penitential.
Book. Were silent on the topic. You know the reason why? Because they had no reason to rebut it. It's already clearly explained in Torah. It's already laid out. Listen. If there is no law, there's no sin. But if Yah is constantly showing you, not only in him showing up before he gave the law, but then give laws, sanction it, proving it, showing it, sanction it, proving it, showing it, and then showing up himself, giving a word upon it, there's nothing that's condemning it. Damn it. Here we go. We y'all ready for this one? It was the law of the state. Somebody say state.
State.
It was the law of what?
The state.
Not the law of the church that prohibited real polygamy. And it did so with growing severity. Already more than half a millennium before the time of Jesus, Greek and Roman laws had privileged monogamy as the only valid marriage to produce legitimate and heritable children. Now, we're talking about a culture that you could have a wife, but you could still have a boyfriend. You could have a child boyfriend, too. Watch this. By the 3rd century CE, the Roman emperors made polygamy a crime and infamy. Who made it a crime?
Romans.
Who made it a crime?
Romans.
Now, you say 3rd century?
3rd century.
And then we shortly after that, we come into the 3rd century, going into the 4th, where Constantine come in, a Roman Catholic Church.
Yeah.
I told y'all, Rome stopped being political, and they became religious. Y'all need to listen to me when I be telling y'all this stuff. And Rome is still ruling today. You know how I know?
Yeah, come on.
You know how I know?
Go ahead.
Because every damn president,
come on.
You can Google it. Google it yourself tonight.
Yes, sir.
Every damn president, every single one of them are going to see the Pope.
Yeah.
They all going to see him. And they all, the man and the woman, will be wearing black. I don't give a damn who it is. You go back to Reagan and Nancy. You go back to Georgie the First and Baba. You can go back to Clinton and Hillary. They're all wearing black. Are you on? You go to Bob, you know, George Bush the Second, and you go to Obama and his wife and Trump and his wife and hide in the basement. He don't even know if he's been there or not, though. He don't even know if he's been there or not. They all are sincerely wearing black, and the Pope is wearing white. And they have they just true. And you know where we get that from? What was that that book, the 300 book? The 300 book. You know what I'm talking about. They had a Council on Foreign Relations. And then, yeah, the three. We got these books in here. And they all admit they all go to Papa Rome. And then behind Papa Rome is the black pope. That don't mean he black. It's a black pope. They got this pope out as a figurehead, but there's another pope that hit the really roots of the world. Then you got to build a Bilderbergers, a trilateral commission and stuff. Listen, because we look stupid don't mean we're dumb. We've been knowing this stuff for decades. And y'all probably, what the hell are they talking about? They must be on that chronic tonight.
Boy.
Yeah, all right, go check it out. Am I telling the truth, teacher? By the 3rd century CE, the Roman emperors made polygamy a crime and infamy. By the 6th century, the Christian emperors and the Christian Germanic kings made polygamy a nefarious and famous and unnatural crime on the order of adultery and incest. Wow. By the 9th century, polygamy was a capital crime, and it remained so in many states for a millennium thereafter.
So in other words, Yah has never done this.
No.
It's a Greco-Roman institution, because the scriptures only speak about marriage.
Right. Yes, sir.
The scripture does not promote monogamy or polygyny.
Really?
It speaks marriage. Yes. And it defines marriage, and it tells you that a man can, in fact, indeed, have multiple wives or consorts. Are y'all tired?
Yes, sir.
Y'all ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Moreover, William continued that polygynous households can become independent powers.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. What would happen if we all could get in our role?
Yeah. Come on.
If we could all get in our order. I mean, we're doing somewhat good. But what could happen if all of us, even in this time as Israel, if we could literally get in lockstep with one
lockstep?
Yes. Think about this for a second. I mean, we've got 14 communities and plenty of homes there. But what if we really, truly could get in lockstep? Think about this for a second, how powerful that is.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now. One reason why we can't get in lockstep because you want to enjoy all the benefits of the future right now when you are the inception and the beginning of what the future is to hold. In other words, you are the source and the laborers.
Yes.
Don't expect the yield.
Yes, sir.
It's got to start something.
Yes, sir.
Our forefathers, our parents, they didn't do it, but listen, damn it. I'm telling you,
come on,
you can pick a hand. This is your lot right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You need to be able to teach your children's children. How do you think the damn Jews, they be sitting up here with all this prosperity and wealth? You think they get up here and broadcast every damn thing that's going on out in the world? They just live it. And they keep that wealth within them. This book is just basically telling us, you dumbass folks.
Yes, sir.
That's what y'all are. You're so damn divided. And y'all know just as well as I do, you can get every nation out there, and man, they will back each other left and right. As soon as one Negro see another Negro get advantage, they fight and then pull them down and talk about them and disparage them and every damn thing else. The envy and the curses are 100% real.
True.
And we go on.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to start this again, all right? Moreover, William continued that polygynous household can become independent powers that rival the distort the rule of the legitimate political powers. Aristotle had properly seen that the household is the foundation of polis. Don't know what that is? Polis is a city-state in ancient Greece. Y'all don't know what's really being said? I'm going to help y'all read between lines. Their philosophers and everybody that was wise, man, they understood that if you get a small sect of people that would embrace the biblical truth of polygyny, that they would build an empire, that the state could no longer control. But as long as we have monogamy in place, state sanctions, and we license you.
Wow.
But when you are polygynous, you are man under the auspices of Yah.
Come on, hey! Come on,
so
man. Said
we have to make this law for millennia to come so that the state can remain in control.
Right.
Because I don't give a damn who president is. You ever heard of the golden rule, right? You have the gold rules. That's the golden rule.
Y'all mad?
Who would have a gold?
Yeah.
Who and y'all busy worrying about.
Is he having sex with this? Is he just that with this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
sure. Come on.
First.
When we go back to Jacob, they were arguing over Jacob taking women.
Right.
Just so he can raise up sleep. And you brothers worried about, is he going to favor you over this one and stuff, and not even giving a damn about building.
Come on.
I'm telling you, Ty, it makes me just sit up and just damn cry.
Yeah.
You got a woman don't want to do it, let her ass go. Yes, sir. I promise there's plenty of Israel like women that would love to do it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they would. Love being. My notes, see my notes right here?
Yes, sir.
Y'all use volition as a form of building and giving power and wealth to Abraham and Jacob. The state is concerned with the wealth that they can only obtain.
Yeah.
Mind you, I'm using the book that is a detractor, but brutally honest. In other words, I'm coming from the Western case of monogamy, but we literally don't have a biblical case.
Yeah.
Because if I give you the biblical case, I got to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
And he told the truth.
Yeah.
And most people are so stupid, they only listen to the Western case and ignore what he just said. And this man told you the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. He literally told you the truth.
Sure.
See, that's how stupid we are. That's why he's talking about mental gymnastics. Y'all got time one more?
Oh, yeah. We got one.
If y'all don't want to know, ain't no big deal, man.
Come on.
Let me see what this one says right here. What is this? A mark. This one. We read that one. Let me go way back here. Let me. All right. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
A bit more serious for the traditions were the writings of John Milton. I got his books. Gilbert Burnett, Johanna Lester, and Martin Milan. I got Martin Milan. All these was ancient scholars. One of the ancient scholars, like 3,000-4,000 years behind us. And they were literally scholars too with this, right? And others who argued that the Bible quite clearly allowed for polygamy alongside monogamy. Their views not only reopened the debate about the biblical and theological case for monogamy, challenging a new Catholic and Protestant conventions, they also presented a strong new ulterarium arguments for polygamy as a cure for all sexual exploration of women who were impregnated by, quote-unquote, hungry males of our species, and then left to fend for themselves and their children. In other words, polygamy was the cure.
Yeah.
For all these damn thirsty-ass men who went and turned around raging, and all they want to do is just put a seed in them and then take the hell off and run, and then leave these women with the children.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Without knowing what father was.
Yeah.
Come on. Sounds like war.
Hey. Yeah.
Sound just like war.
Yes, sir.
Listen to this. And then left the pen for themselves and their children. The mandatory system of polygamy in such cases, exploitation, and argument went, would both deter sexual intercourse outside of marriage? It would. Because remember I told y'all, how would you like to know every time you turn around and make sure you have sex with a woman and stuff, you settle up and levy with either a bride price, a dowry, or a charge?
Mm-hmm.
They say if you were in a country, that'll stop all that mess.
Mm-hmm.
And hold men accountable for the extramarital children they did conceive. Polygamy was, after all, the system that Yah had ordained in the Mosaic Law to ensure that women and children were cared for.
Hallelujah.
Come on,
Rocky,
I'm telling y'all.
Widow and orphan.
With us right here, women and children will be cared for.
Yes.
Come on,
sir.
It's going to happen in the ministry straightway.
happening.
Yeah.
What would it say? And this should be a useful option for a modern Christian society that purports to rest its ultimate beliefs and policies on the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Those they purport.
Yeah.
It was certainly a better system than the current practice of abortion, infantility, and bastardy.
Brutally honest.
Again. You see, y'all messed up. Y'all messed around long enough to let me even have one of your own testify against you. Now I got more power for the man.
That is good.
Twelve! Man, y'all better.
That's fine.
Let me tell you something. Anybody arguing against this, they don't want truth. They don't. They just want to argue.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it on a little bit later. You know what else I found out, dude? I found out that a monogamous-only society is under the Greek goddess Hera. And Jupiter, which is commonly known as Juno.
Wow.
I'll bring that out, too.
Yes, sir.
I'll bring that out.
Praise God.
Again, the scriptures only speak about marriage.
Come on.
You know what the book talk about? And they two shall be one flesh. A man can only be one flesh with one woman at a time. Yet they're still one
flesh.
Unless a man is joining himself to a woman, you can never be one flesh. If a man is joining himself to multiple women, he still is
one flesh.
One body.
That's it.
Don't get that.
Sure.
The book even goes so far to say that even if you join yourself to a whore, you become
one flesh.
Because it takes the male phallic to join with the female to become
Come on.
Don't give me that shit where we're breaking it all up and everything and trying to put it all together and make it like macaroni and cheese. This damn society has done a number up on us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And mind you, I'm only advocating for scriptural marriage. I mean, Shaul said, if a man could abide his eye, man, you're doing good.
Yeah.
And I agree with it. If a man could be by himself, women all think I ought to be by myself. That ain't shit.
Yeah.
Let a man be by himself, you'll get ultimate peace.
Hey, that's
you are peace like a river.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all getting that? But if you only want one, there's your problem. God does not put them restrictions and prohibitions on you. Most of you think you want two or three or four until you get them. Most of you think you want one until you get it. One day, Israel, y'all gonna pay attention to me. Maybe it takes this gray hair to move from here to here. Now you get close, you see some gray hair up there.
You see some gray hair up there?
Yes, it's there though, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Can't see it on it because the black hair is pronounced, but it's there. Y'all get this right.
Yes, sir.
Just listen. Just listen. Well, anyway, Israel, hey. Tonight has been a very scriptural and from the Western case.
Hey.
Pretty much edifying.
Yep.
Y'all better get some of these because these books probably going to be bought up and sold up and everything. Because, you know, every time you come across the truth, the first thing you try to do is get rid of it all. And then they put like a $2,000 price tag on it and everything. They do. I'm telling you, it's crazy what they do in this world.
But the book says, you shall know truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth always.
Always.
It'll set you free.
It will.
It'll make you free.
Mm-hmm.
Few the Son set free shall be
all free indeed.
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 Y'all getting it right.
Yes,
old Lil McNabb, boy, he a chunky, ain't he?
Yes, sir.
He a chunky. That boy, my, man, I don't know what's going on. All my side, they like them chunky babies, too. All they want to do is just go, that's all right. Babies are joy.
Okay.
They are. Because the way I see it is, we get an opportunity to pour into them what we never had an opportunity to. That's why I don't sit up and cry with spilled milk. The onus is on us.
Yes, sir.
Israel, teach. Israel, teach. Israel, teach. Israel,
teach.
That's our job.
Yes,
we got to teach. We have to teach.
Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
Israel,
teach.
So I'm not upset that the people who come before us, they didn't have it. Y'all chose us.
Yeah.
That's how I know it's the last generation.
Yes, yeah.
But man, I look at myself, I go, ugh. Man, I would have never chose me. Would you chose you?
No, sir. No, sir.
But now that we here,
oh yeah,
we're going to glorify his name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah! And be grateful and thankful.
Yes.
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 You know, Israel, I truly hope y'all learn something. I truly do.
Yes,
but I promise you, I'm waiting for November the 14th.
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting. Y'all damn dickweeds better show up, damn, with y'all damn. Y'all better show up with the damn address, phone number where we can contact y'all. I want to see you. Face to face, I want to see that figure. I want to see that fire.
Ooh.
Did y'all learn anything tonight?
Yes, sir.
Anything?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
TJ, they would not dare deal like this in Christianity. See, you knew me coming from Christianity. You already know how they are. These books are straight up pagan. That's all they are. Yellow belly pagans. Spineless. But hey, Israel, hey, we've been here long. Not as long as normal, but hey, we thank each and every last one of you being here tonight. Don't forget, the meeting is coming up with Michael Israel down in Orlando, Florida. November the 12th. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The address is 1931 Summer Drive, Davenport, Florida, 33897. Call the number behind me, 615-688-3025. Leave a message for Elder Becker. Let them know that you are definitely interested in attending. And Brother Michael Israel is going to give y'all a lowdown of the Most High Yah, going to carry it out, deliverance, prayer, counseling, fellowship, deliverance, prayer, fellowship, throw some healing in there, miracles,
yeah.
Throw that in there too, and then if they stick around, then feed them dinner, if not, bring the leftovers back straight where we eat them, promise you that,
thank you,
you bring them on back over here, all right, what that said? Y'all good?
Yes, sir.
Y'all
the 2023 calendars are here.
Oh. Russ Stevens, are they on the website right now?
They're, the calendars themselves are not in Gallatin that they shipped to us.
They're in Gallatin?
Yes.
So we need to pick them up.
Got to pick them up. Yeah, two types of calendars this year.
All right. So we got two types of calendars this year. They're in Gallatin. Y'all got to pick them up because I'm going to be gone first day. Somebody got to go down and pick them up. All right. So, Rusty, Hey, what prices did he put on the calendar this year?
I do not know.
Bro, Steve, give us the prices, man, because I'm going to be gone, man. I don't want to misquote nothing. Oh, yeah, my sofa got returned. Yeah, it did. My sofa got returned. It was in the radio room. Now, mind you, we literally don't, as Israel, we don't sit up there and try to make money off of what has already been paid. But you understand what I mean? We're not trying to do that. But, man, they so awesome. How'd y'all like last year Hebrew Calendar? Were they not?
Yes, sir.
Man, they were not only, but they were historical.
Yes.
30 for one and 40 for two. And you'll be right spot on with it. There ain't no better calendars than ours. Not only that, they get the Hebrew calendar in conjunction with the damn Greco-Roman calendar. The Bulgarian calendar, you just put it in there one. I mean, now you may have to look at it for a while until you get used to it.
Yeah.
But it's there, man. They do such a wonderful job. Bless you, bro, Steve.
Yeah.
HolyDaysCalendar.com. Mm. Bless Sister Wendell. Mind you, Steve, he always runs every bit of it past me. I get the final look.
I mean,
usually Steve is spot on. And you know how I know he's spot on? All you got to do is go out there and look up.
Mm-hmm. Concrete.
Look at the moon.
Yep.
When you see that calendar, mm-hmm. you just look up. You're, oh, man, this is, damn, this is spot on right here. For real.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the King.
Lord.
We're hoping be the Father's will. We definitely hoping it be the Father's will that we make it up to Canada this year.
Hallelujah.
To be able to see our family. You know, Trudeau banned all firearms from Canada. That damn communist did. He sure did. How the hell, crime minister?
Yeah.
How the hell did all y'all people up in Canada? You got more people than a law enforcement, and y'all just passively sit by? I understand that America is docile like that, too. You only got a few warriors, usually called militias and ministries. They want everybody else to be forced compliant to the state. I'm telling you right now, old Pastor Dow is not going out like that. Listen, I don't want to die like nobody else, but I know my time is coming. I would rather die a natural death in my sleep. Who wouldn't?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Without struggle, you know what I mean?
Yes, breath,
no. But I damn it, I'd be damned if I'm going to sit up there and die under the tyrannical rule of a damn state or someone who believes and perceives they have authority over me when I'm serving y'all.
Right. Yes.
At that point in time, I don't give a damn if I got to take 4 or 5 out with me. You coming with me. And we're going to find out who's in the kingdom from that damn point on. Do I want to die? No, it's actually pretty painful. But, hey, you're going to experience it too.
Yes, sir.
Sorry. That's just the way it is. I can tell you right now, every soldier, especially elite soldiers, we're going to battle full well. I know they may be our last time, but guess what? You're going to die first. That's a good attitude to have.
Yes, sir.
But remember what Frogman always said, like and Ranger always told you. You always refer back to your training. I don't care how proficient, how great you will always end up on your training. With that said, we bless y'all in the sweet presence of the strong, victorious and mighty, overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua the HaMashiach, Jesus, the Messiah. See y'all tomorrow morning, Shabbat Shalom. King coming, Israel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you damn pastors over at damn music ministry, I'm about to want your damn, let me go another way. Could y'all please send us your address and your name and your phone number? We would love to have civil discourse with you. Please. Shabbat shalom.
This is a damn asshole. That's better.